Monday of the month means it's time for City Matters. Evan Farbach with you. Bartlesville City Manager Mike Bailey in with the city crew as well. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Evan. How are you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there. It's your first, and now you've done this with me lots of times, but it's your first real post-Charlie City Matters.
That's true. So. It's a post-Charlie world that we're living here in
yeah,
Bartlesville.
Accurate. It is a post-Charlie world we're living in.
We were kind of chuckling, though, because he retired and hit the road, and that. He's coming back.
Yeah, he'll be back Thursday.
he hasn't quite escaped our gravity
that's
yet.
That's 100% accurate.
I think that I suspect that he is truly retired, but he's kind enough to fill in.
That's
apparently
accurate.
You have a good excuse for going on vacation
that's
or
right.
something.
Maybe. Yeah, something like that next month. Yeah.
Something next month. Something that's important. So, but now we'll miss Charlie, but we will persevere around
there we
here.
Go.
Well, Evan, we had a good weekend. Really had some nice weather I say some nice weather. It was relatively nice weather.
Yesterday was nice.
Yeah, compared to some of what we've had, and so hopefully everybody's getting out and sort of enjoying some of their activities. And if you haven't had a chance, if you're down in the downtown area, you might drive by Kitty Park and check out some of the updates that are in progress there. Now we're not done. but if you're familiar with how the Kitty Park has looked probably since I was a kid, which was a couple of years ago, the outside of the Kitty Park does not reflect what's inside of the Kitty Park. So there's always been an issue with the fencing and things not looking very good, and the road in front of it wasn't a very good road. And so we've got a lot of plans in place. The voters approved a GO bond that actually was intended to dress up the gate and the fencing around the Kitty Park. And so the gate is in. I believe the fencing is still under construction around the back half of the Kitty Park, but it really is quite an improvement. In addition to that, the road that goes in front of the Kitty Park that one's being corrected. We're extending the Pathfinder as it comes under the bridge, and it'll extend all the way up and tie into Johnstone now, so you won't have to share the road with the cars. And it really is, you know, of course, this is, Kitty Park's a bit of a jewel, so Bartlesville, and now it really will look like it's a jewel of Bartlesville, so we're pretty excited about that. But that project's underway, so I encourage everybody to get out and see that, and we will wrap it up. Should have everything wrapped up before, I believe, the first full week of Kitty Park. I believe they're open right now for Fridays and Saturdays, but we'll open it up for the first full week, so. But it really, really is a great project, and it really is a cool place. So everybody with little kids, you know, maybe Kitty Park will be even just a little bit more enjoyable than it has. And other projects we've got going on, Price Road is something I know people are very interested in. Right now, we have the eastbound lanes open. And this Thursday, May 16th, we will actually switch that, and it will be the westbound open and the eastbound will be closed. So if you've just now gotten used to the fact that we've got eastbound open, we're going to switch it on Thursday.
Yeah, included in that group.
there you go. Yeah. So if you've just now gotten used to it, we're going to change it on you.
Okay, good.
But that project is progressing well. Really will be a nice project, and that's a road that's probably in the exact same condition it's been in for, I honestly don't know how old it is, but this will be a major improvement to that. And the long-awaited sanitation survey, so sanitation and recycling, we've had a lot of conversations about this. We've had conversations about what the citizens want as far as recycling and sanitation services since we implemented the Polycar system. So this survey will help us to get a better idea. So it'll be rolling out here very soon. We're just about to finalize that. The citizens of Bartlesville should expect to see that in their upcoming water bills. There'll be a notice in there. The notice is really just a link to, or it will have a website. So all of the surveys will be taken online at SurveyMonkey. So we'll have that up and going pretty soon. And then we will broadcast that out. I believe that Kelly will have more information on that tomorrow in tomorrow's City Beat. So if you haven't signed up for City Beat, it's a great way to get all of your city-related information. So the easiest way to sign up is just to go to cityofbartlesville.org, and I believe it's on the right side of the page. You enter in your email address, and and sign up for City Beat, and you can stay abreast of all the things that are going on. But so I encourage everybody to be on the lookout for that survey. We'll actually have Keith Henry in here on our next program, so in 2 weeks, which I believe will be is that Memorial Day?
Yeah, that'll be that Memorial Day.
Yep. So we'll have Keith Henry in here to talk about it on Memorial Day and talk a little bit more about what that survey is and what people can expect and what we're trying to accomplish from it. It's important to know what people want, but it's also equally important, maybe even more important, to know what people are willing to pay for. So it's one thing to say that you want recycling, but if there's an additional cost, are you willing to pay for it? So that'll be coming out pretty soon. So I know that there are a lot of people that really are looking forward to it. And that brings me to my host of guests that for some reason are standing awkwardly more than sitting right now. I don't know what they've done.
What are we doing over there?
It's just chaos over here. They're milling around. I've got several people here with me. We've got Jody Shahan, who is our golf course superintendent. And he's here to talk about some of the golf course stuff. And he also has with him, and I'm probably going to mess up your title, so correct me if I do. Jimmy Howe, and I believe you are our head golf professional. So for those that know Jerry Benedict, he has not left. He's still with us. Jerry, I believe Jerry's title is the director of golf. But we have more than one golf pro out there, but Jerry Benedict is still there. So don't panic. That hasn't changed. I don't want to start I don't know. I kind of like starting rumors. So if you want to start the rumor that Jerry's gone just to see what his reaction is, go ahead. But we've got a really cool project going on out at the golf course. The voters approved in the GO bond some money for a bunker renovation. And initially that bunker renovation was planned just as an ordinary bunker renovation that would have replaced the existing bunkers, would have made them function better, but wouldn't have changed their appearance at all. Is that right, Jody?
That's correct.
And that was really kind of what we were going for. However, after the GO bond was approved, I will give this credit almost entirely to Mr. Benedict. He decided that he really would love to have white sand bunkers at Adams Golf Course. He thought that they would truly differentiate us, make us unique. And through the force of his will, he raised the money to make this happen. So there is a difference in cost between the white sand bunkers and the traditional bunkers. But Jerry went out, he raised the money, he really championed it, convinced all of us to give it a try. And I believe that project, is it finished?
No, it's not finished. Weather has not been kind to us.
No, it hasn't.
I was talking to the construction superintendent this morning, and he's hoping to be wrapped up this week. We do have, good weather this week, so he's hoping to have it wrapped up this week.
How many of the bunkers has he done, Jody? Is there?
We've got... I'm trying to think.
Snuggle up and share that microphone.
Because we have a total of 29 bunkers. And he's got, you had to ask me how many we had left. We have about
18 done.
So, yeah.
So 18 bunkers are done?
Yes.
Okay. And so you said 29 total, Jody?
29 total.
Does that include the fairway bunkers as well?
Yes. We did. It was all kind of based on square footage, so we did away with some existing bunkers to make the numbers work. So we did away with 5 existing bunkers. Some bunkers were just, they weren't necessary. They served no purpose.
Didn't impact play at all.
No. So we did away with 5 of those. And
The original plan didn't have us doing the fairway bunkers when we went out for the GO bond again. But once the decision was made to switch everything over to a white sand, that was when you guys decided that we needed to find a way to get those done as well that everything would look the same.
And so what we did was we went out, eliminated some bunkers to get our square footage where we needed to be to make it happen with the fairway bunkers.
And I think that they found as they cut into these bunkers, well, what was the age of the bunkers, Jerry?
We rebuilt those bunkers in-house, and so most of them are right around 30 years old.
30 years old. And so as they dug into it, were there any surprises?
There was lots of surprises. Those bunkers were a lot larger than any of us really ever thought.
They used to be a lot larger,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Because over time, the grass had just kind of overtaken them, and they were deep. And, so the first bunker, that they dug into, everybody's phone started ringing off the hook. Between mine, Jerry's, the contractors, it was scrambling. I'm calling Micah Seemers, our city engineer, saying, oh my gosh, you need to come help me now.
this is a lot bigger project than what we thought.
And I tell you what, Micah has done an amazing job. I mean, for a job of this scope to be done without a golf course architect,
it's pretty impressive.
Yes, is amazing.
And the contractor that we're using, I forgot the name of the company.
United Golf. Dell Force is the owner of United Golf. Dell Force is from Bartlesville. His parents still live here. Dell grew up playing on that golf course. Dell has donated a tremendous amount of materials and labor to this project. Make it happen.
So when I gave credit to Jerry Benedict, that wasn't entirely true. Jerry was the force behind this, but Dale, it wouldn't have happened if they hadn't have done it.
I don't know if Jerry just wore Dale down or what exactly happened there.
I can tell you, Jerry's capable of wearing Dale when he wants something.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, Dale he's donated the time and labor for a better liner system, which is amazing. I mean, with these rains that we've had, every time it's rained lately, we would have had about 24 man hours tied up getting these bunkers back playable. We haven't even touched them. These rains that we've had, we haven't touched them.
So in the past, what would happen is it would rain and it washes the sand down into the bunker, and then you guys have to go redistribute. So now, because of the way they put the liner in, they're draining, and so that was it.
It's crazy to watch how it just takes the water and it's gone.
30 years old, they've worn pretty well given the age of them.
Yes.
But yeah, this is a major improvement. I am excited to see the finished product. So
just the aesthetics of it.
Oh yeah.
Is unreal. I mean, especially now that the grass is greened up and that white sand out there, which technically is not sand.
It's crushed
quartz. It's actually manufactured in Little Rock, Arkansas, and trucked in.
And it really is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
But you guys have done a great job. So how's the golf course shaping up this year?
It's looking great. I mean, we're finally starting to get some tournaments starting up out here at the course.
Weather's been a little rough on us.
Weather's been horrible. I can't remember the longest. We're cart path only. It's been that way all year. It's just nothing we can do about it. We get on the course, we're going to tear it up. We're trying to protect the course. But since we still got our tournaments coming up, and we're getting ready to have a load of tournaments here in the next few weeks, we've got the Bruin Quarterback Club playing this Friday, Saturday. Good benefit tournament for the for the schools, for the boosters. The one that I'm sort of looking forward to having this year again, they doubled the size from last year, is this tournament called Team River Runner. It's for the Wounded Warriors.
Oh, great.
They have Denny Larson as the one putting it together. He's done a phenomenal job. He's last year, I think we had about 22 teams. This year, we're sitting at about 40.
Wow.
So it goes, the money goes to a good cause. They're going to have a lot of cool stuff out this year. I actually had to get approval from the police chief for one of the things they want to do out there.
And he's behind me, and he's standing behind us, and he was excited about this as well.
It's neat. They're going to take an AR-15 and fire a golf ball with it. It's supposed to shoot about 400 to 425 yards, so they're going to set that up out there this year for
it. I might
even
be able to golf with that kind of stuff. I can't golf with clubs, but I might be able to golf with an AR.
I can't even get anywhere near that to hit it that far.
I've played golf with Mike Bailey, and he's correct. He cannot play golf.
I can't play golf.
We've also got the Boy Scouts tournament at the end of the month on May 31st that we're having this year. Always goes to the Boy Scout tournament. It's a great tournament. The one we're trying to get ready for is our Memorial Day tournament.
And that's actually a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser for the golf course itself. It helps. It's part of how we sort of funded this.
That's
is
right.
The existing money we needed for this bunker renovation. We take tee box sponsors, everything, any sponsorship level you want to do, we do it. If you want to donate to it, just contact us out the golf course. We'll take care of it for you. Good tournament, a lot of fun. Don't have to be the best player in the world to win. You just get a ticket, depending on what you shoot. We draw out, and my team got almost last one time, and we end up winning the tournament. So,
well, I can speak from our employee tournament. Jody's smiling at me. This is my one experience playing golf. Actually, there's three of the four of us in here.
Not the person that actually carried the
that's
team.
That's right. Terry Lawrenson isn't here, and he was the one that actually won it. But we won the tournament. And how many times that day did we play my ball, Jody?
Well, that would be none.
None. How many times did my ball end up on the wrong fairway? A couple.
Yeah. I'm playing with Terry in a tournament here in a week, so I get to experience that.
Don't ask him to help you, though. He's no help.
I've known him since I was three. He's not a help one bit.
No, he's not a help at all. He's a great golfer, but he's no help whatsoever. No. I hope he's listening.
I hope he is, too. I really hope he is, because I'm sure my phone will light up here momentarily. The other thing I wanted to mention is we have our junior camps this year. We've got a free junior clinic open to anybody and everybody between the ages of 6 and 17. It's a free clinic. Starts at 9 o'clock. It goes to 11 on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then we have our junior camp, which is a $60 fee. It's on June 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then we have play days. Every Wednesday pretty much throughout until August, and then we have our junior club championship at the back end. So we're trying to get the juniors out there to play, get the golf going again.
That's right. Introduce the new generation to it.
If you don't have clubs, we have clubs. I got more clubs than you can imagine out there for kids. So
I've sent my kids to the camp. It really is great.
We have a good crew. We've got the high school that helps us a little bit. We have the some college kids out there. Scott Seymour with OWU comes out and helps. Terry Hughes, who was the girls' golf coach this year, is out there.
Also
Jeff Rude, the boys' golf coach, he's out helping. And then, of course, me and then Ken Moore, who works in the shop, has been a golf pro his entire life, is out there. And we get some good instruction to the kids and get them introduced to the game.
Well, and if people aren't familiar with Adams Golf Course, one of the things they need to understand is how important it is to the community. What you've just named is, you named about four or five events there that are all fundraisers.
Exactly.
for important causes in our community. But there are many more than just that. And there's United Way.
That's huge. It's the biggest tournament of its kind in the United States.
That's right.
Last year we had 904 players.
Wow. And it is a huge part of what United Way is able to do for our community.
Exactly.
I'm on the United Way board, and I can assure you we wouldn't be able to support the other agencies the way that we do without that tournament. So Adams Golf Course is very important to our community. It serves a very important role. So get your kids out there and see if they like golf. Turns out mine didn't. They probably got that from me. Or maybe they just heard how bad I was and they realized there was no hope for them. So, but no, it is a great asset of our community. Appreciate the time and effort you guys put in to make it what it is.
Jody and his crew do a phenomenal job. It's it's a great golf course. We got good people out there. It's looking really good right now. These bunkers are going to be incredible.
Yep, I'm pretty excited about it. But appreciate it, guys. Thanks for coming in and joining me today.
You bet.
Dragging Jody away from the golf course.
Lost my seat.
It's a pretty sketchy seat you were sitting in, Jimmy.
Too small
for me. Evan booby-trapped you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But the golf course, it really is, Evan. It is a great asset of our community and something to be very proud of. And these guys do a great job with it.
Yeah, no question. I know a few of my friends that golf that are a lot better than I. when I moved here, they were aware of how nice of a public golf course Adams Golf Course was.
Yeah, in fact,
it's well known.
We have a couple of consultants coming in. I believe it's on Thursday, and they wanted to come in early so that they could play a round of golf at Adams Golf Course afterwards.
Yep.
So, yeah, it is very well known. Oh, all right. Well, you just got your name mentioned while you were sitting in the room here, but yeah, the Wounded Warrior tournament is pretty cool, and it did require the chief of police as approval because they were going to fire an AR, I believe it's the AR-15 that they were going to fire. Now, of course, it has a blank round, but it's set up so that it actually shoots the golf ball. But pretty neat. That will definitely serve to make that a very unique tournament in our community. But I do have the chief of police here with me, and he's actually had a few events of his own in here recently. And in fact, just had a block party right in front of the police and fire department. When was that, Chief? Was that 2 weeks ago?
May
two
four.
Weekends ago,
May
right?
May 4th.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, because it was also, have that explained, the Star Wars character. I just now got that. May the 4th be with you. I got it. I got it now. I'm a little slow on the uptake sometimes, it was a great event. You guys had a block party there with the police and the fire, and also the library participated. So how many people did we have come through there, Chief?
We estimate about 1,200 to 1,500. Very, very good turnout. We didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then when we got that kind of turnout, we were very, very happy. Very surprised, but very happy. Shouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah.
With the support of the community that we always have. But it was good to see, with everything going on that weekend, it was good to see that many people come out.
Yeah, that's right. There was actually I believe it was a Stray Cat car show that was sort of competed with you guys, or maybe you complimented each other. Maybe people went from one to the other, but it was very impressive. I got there. You guys have been doing it for, I can't remember, it had been open for an hour or so when I got there, and so it was kind of starting to tail off, and it was absolutely packed. The street was packed with people, and there were several sponsors that participated. There was food that was provided. Chief, who all?
The Walmart Distribution Center and Truity Credit Union provided the food. Crime Stoppers provided the drinks. And then, of course, the library was there as well, doing an outstanding job.
It was pretty neat. Of course, you had you all had the MRAP, and there was a big, and if people don't know what the MRAP is, that was sort of a gift from the federal government to the city of Bartlesville, and it's a very large tactical vehicle that the Army used, and they had many in surplus, and for a very small transfer fee that I can't remember how much it was,
$2,500,
they gave us the MRAP and all the very expensive tires that we could carry, which turned out it was quite a few of them that you could fit in the back of that thing.
Yes.
But so it's neat, and it's great for the kids to be able to climb through that and see it. And then also had, I think we had Dan Dalton's crew there with the ambulance service. They brought an ambulance. And
that's correct. And I still can't believe you didn't climb the ladder on the fire truck. That was disappointing.
That's because you and my son were conspiring against me. I caught that. He promised to hold the ladder for me, which meant shake it and see if Dad loud Dad could scream. So No, I did not.
I think that was a good decision on your part.
It was some sound wisdom in that.
Very much.
Well, Chief, we also had was that just a week ago? I guess it was a week ago, wasn't it? We had our last council meeting, and you guys had some officers that received awards that night. It was also Is it Peace Officers Week or is it month? I can't remember. It was the week, mm-hmm. And it's actually this week. But it was recognized then, and that night you also had the awards for the officers.
That is correct. Anytime that we get to give awards and recognize our people publicly, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
There's so much good that police officers do that doesn't get noticed. And so when we get the opportunity to recognize our officers, I think it's a very, very good thing. Our officers do an outstanding job in our communities. Our community tells us that by the support that they give us.
Yeah.
So it's very honoring for me to get to go out and publicly award our officers. We don't do enough of it. We need to do more of it. And so it's very nice of the council and for you guys to let us be a part of that and to award those officers.
Yeah, it really was a neat evening to recognize those guys publicly. And who all was that there, Chief? I'm going to forget somebody, so I'll let you do it. I'll let you forget somebody.
Yeah. Officer Ben Hollander was presented with the Meritorious Conduct Award. Sergeant Daniel Maines, Corporals Denver Millard and James Graham were each awarded life-saving awards for their actions. For saving a life of a person in our police department,
actually.
And then Officer Hollander, he received his award for his efforts as far as software and hardware help with us who are less fortunate when it comes to IT and the operation of that. So we're very proud of those guys, and it was an honor to get to present those awards to those guys for their efforts.
Well, he and Officer Hollander, there's more of that to come. You all are getting ready to go through some pretty significant software conversions with the implementation of body-worn cameras, mm-hmm. and also the update of your own software system, basically the police's operating system.
Yeah, our our IT world at the police department is about to be upgraded tremendously.
And that's, you are in good company, because it is citywide.
Yeah.
And we're updating everything. And it was long past due. We were definitely needed to do that. But we appreciate the assistance of guys like Officer Hollander, because they make it possible. Our IT staff is relatively small.
On him heavily.
Yes.
Yeah, we've already made him aware of that. I don't know if we made him fully aware, because he may choose to do something else. But
the picture will become clearer
for him, correct.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, but what we celebrated those officers last week, Wednesday of this week, we're actually going to celebrate all officers. I think we have a grand opening, and we're going to have an event that day that you're planning.
Correct. We hope to have a grand opening.
I talked to Micah Seamers this morning right before I came up here to get an update. We will have a grand opening,
awesome.
One way or the other.
That's great. Mike is my favorite person if that happens. The Peace Officer Memorial service that we have yearly is, like you said, Wednesday the 15th. It's going to be at noon at the police in front of the police department. And that service is to recognize those officers in Washington County who have died in the line of duty.
Yep.
So it's very important that people come out, and it's important for us in law enforcement and in fire services to recognize those people and to remember the legacy that those people have provided for Washington County.
Yeah.
So, you know, excited, I don't know if is the right word anytime you get to memorialize people.
Yeah.
I don't know if excited is the right word, but we're happy to get to provide that service, and we're very excited about the new police and fire memorial that's between the police and the fire department. It is shaping up to be very, very nice, and we're very excited about it.
It really is, and it's been a great project that's gone on for a long time, but ultimately the design really was decided by the police officers and the firefighters. City administration and engineering and planning had some input on it, but those guys really did design it. And it is going to be very exciting. Unfortunately, we had some weather delays and had some issues with the initial concrete they poured, but we're going to have it open one way or the other. They may have to come back and finish it up afterwards, but we will definitely have it open. I believe they're headed there today to do some landscaping and sod work.
Mm-hmm.
So we will. They did. I haven't looked at it, but I believe they got the actual memorial installed, didn't they, Chief?
That's correct.
Okay, so they did get that done over the weekend. So yeah, we are excited about that, and it's that's coming up, and we certainly would invite the public to attend, and that's noon on this Wednesday, right?
That is correct.
So we hope that they can join us both for the memorial service and for the grand opening of the police memorial. Police and the memorial is actually a joint memorial. It's the police and fire memorial, and I guess it's more than just a police memorial, because as you said, it honors all of the fallen officers in Washington County. These are not just Bartlesville police officers.
That's correct. Very few of them actually are Bartlesville police officers.
I think it even goes back to Indian Territory, maybe U.S. Marshals that were here at the time.
That's correct.
So it's quite a history, and I always enjoy that event, and I'm looking forward to it again. So, all right, Jason, as usual, I have almost cut you off, but thought we'd talk just a minute. I think we've got our latest sales tax results, and we got another one that was better
really,
than last year.
Really nervous about this May's collections. Last May was our largest May on record.
Yeah, it was.
So meeting that or topping
that's
that,
right.
I was really didn't know what led to the increase last year. People just felt perplexed to spend some money. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
But this year topped. We were $41,000 over last year's collection, which equates to about almost 2.6%.
For the year?
For the year, we're 2.5%.
2.5% for the year?
For month to month, we're almost 2.6.
And that is good news. And I think that's, are we up to 12 straight months that we've had some sort of increase? Or
we have, I don't have last June. I believe last June was an increase.
Was an increase as well,
But yeah, we've had some really small increases, but everything's been an increase this year.
Yeah, everything's been an increase. So that's good. It's not just good for the city of Bartlesville. It's good for our local businesses and the local economy. That's the kind of thing that we want to see, is some sort of growth. We're not experiencing booming growth in that area. But
consistent growth.
But consistent.
I'd take that over the swings, peaks and valleys.
We can plan for this. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, Evan. Well, I believe we are about wrapped up, and I appreciate you and appreciate all the city staff joining me here and spreading the word of what's going on at the city today.
There you go. Yep. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Thanks,
Evan. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing. We're serving you as